Robert.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm speaking with my husband and I. We live in the Carnegie and Bentley area all of our lives, 84 years for my husband and 74 for myself. In the last 20 years, we've been 36 years in Bentley, and in the last 20 years, we've watched the council slowly destroy the livability of the area for families and homes. There is no such thing as neighbourhood residential anymore with the Glenira Council. They don't care about the people that concern one another. They don't care about neighbourhood livability. All they want is more money and more rates paid. The streets are becoming harder and harder to drive through, and with the overdevelopment of this centre road, this will completely destroy the whole area. Properties have been built with 5 bedrooms next to our property, where there is now 20 bedrooms over 2 homes, 2 original hot property sites, with only 4 parking spaces provided for each of those 8 parking spaces provided for each of those homes, and there is no, with the driveways that come when you put double development on a block, single block, you lose a parking space, and there's no parking for visitors. And living on Milton Street, on the corner of Milton Street is becoming an absolute disaster, and I'm waiting for a shocking accident due to the traffic park in the street, the school traffic for Bentley West School, and also the parking of residents who have visitors who have got nowhere to park. I feel that there's been only consideration for the developers and the new developers, which has been shown tonight with the people that can afford to employ solicitors and lawyers and corporations to plead their case. The average householder can't afford to do that, and we don't get any correspondence or contact from the council. I myself wrote 4 emails to council and received only 1 reply to councillors, from councillors, including you, Mr. McGee, which I never heard from. And I just feel that the people in Bentley have just been left, and nobody cares about whether we like the area or not.
Your time has come to an end. Thank you. And I'm happy for you to call me tomorrow, and I'll tell you why a lot of what you've just said is just not true. But please do call me. I'd like to contact you. Emmy, can we continue?
Yvonne Lane.
Yvonne, are you with us? Yvonne?
Paul Jemison.
No,
cool.
I spoke to Paul earlier today.
Oh, yes.
The
RSL.
Okay.
Yep. Glenn Sanders.
No.
Julian Carter.
No. Keep going.
Cheryl McIntosh.
No. Keep going.
I've already spoken.
Yep. That's fine. And Paul as well, yep. Jeffrey Green. And that's it.
Okay, so I think that is it, and thank you everyone for your contribution. I think it'd be worthwhile just noting, given the conversation and the comments that have come through, I think it'd be worth, Matt, if I could just ask you a question without notice, and forgive me, you don't have to answer it if you're not in a position to. But I think it's worth noting that the C184 that Council originally sent to the Minister is quite different to what was actually put out. And Matt, could you sort of give us an idea of the changes that the Minister has asked Council to do from the original submission that we gave to him? Is that a question that's possible you could answer? And you don't have to.
Look, Jim, in response to that tonight, we'll just have to prepare. Look, I'd have to take that on notice.
I thought you might
realise that there were changes. But if there's further clarification required from any of the submitters, we're happy to
get
the calls. Okay. But
that's fine. It is quite detailed. I do appreciate it. Maybe you could just finish this off by just explaining what is the next step.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. And thanks, everyone, for staying online too, because I know it's been an hour and a half listening to a lot of submissions, but thank you for giving the time tonight. So the process from here is we'll be drafting a report to council that will be tabled for the February 23rd ordinary council meeting at this stage. So, again, all the submissions will be included in that report to council, and that'll be the opportunity for the council to decide on the next steps in the amendment process. So that's in short, Jim, where we're at in the process, and obviously following the council resolution, we'll see where that takes us at this stage. But again, for all those that have taken the time to submit and also to attend tonight, really thank you for giving officers and councillors the time. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. And just as we finish, I think it's worth noting that Glenora has 9 very capable and very concerned and caring councillors who care very deeply about our city. If anyone thinks otherwise, please contact any one of those 9 and have a conversation. And you will find that we live here, this is part of our city, and I've never met one councillor who's come onto council to actually make our city a worse place. Just doesn't happen. I do welcome phone calls, emails, anytime from anybody. Everyone, thank you very much for your time. Some went over and some were really good, but until the next part of the process, thank you and good night.
Thank you.